everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
Who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, it's a great life if you don't weaken, isn't it? You just gotta stand strong and you gotta have courage. And I want to give you a couple, a little information. The number to call in, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Now listen, I was thinking about courage today, and I was thinking about all the people who are in this fight against United Nations Agenda 21. And they really do have courage when you think about it, because you know what is the definition of courage? It really means to have the courage of one's convictions, to act in accordance with one's belief, especially in spite of criticism. And of course, we know how many people who are in this fight who are criticized all the time, you know, laughed at, mocked out, and ridiculed. I mean, that's the standard operating procedure. That's the MO of those who are pushing this global enslavement, United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. And, you know, the people who are fighting against it really do have courage. And courage, of course, exhibits itself in a lot of different ways in the world. And, you know, obviously people are courageous on the battlefield. Well, I think that the people who are in this fighting against United Nations Agenda 21, they are courageous on a different kind of battlefield. And this battlefield is going to be a battlefield that's fought with words and knowledge and education. That's how we're going to fight this battle on this battlefield, this war against United Nations Agenda 21, which is a war against humanity. The way we are going to win this war is we have to educate people. And the courageous people who have been in this fight for varying lengths of time have been standing up and speaking out, and they have been subjects of ridicule, and that hasn't deterred them. They just keep on trucking, so to speak, as the old ditty from the 70s, I think. That's when Keep on Truckin' came around, came to be, I should say. But these people, they keep on truckin', and that's what we all need to do. We need to stand up and just keep on truckin' forward with the truth. We are truth truckers. We're truckin' the truth. How's that sound? Because that's what we really need to be doing, and that's what my show is all about. It's about redistributing the truth one word at a time, and that's how your knowledge is power, and the truth truly will set you free. There's no doubt about it. It always does. When you're speaking the truth, you don't have to be afraid of everything, anything, because the truth is the truth. Let me give out a little more information, 877-254-7524, and my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Hey, please check it out. Lots of great information. There will be a podcast of this show on my website tonight, as well as links to my guests' website are actually already up there, and I have another great guest lined up today, and you're going to be real interested to hear what this gentleman has to say. He has been in the fight against UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, I think, now for about 20 years. My guest today is Don Casey, and I'm going to bring him on after the break. Don's website is called KeepOurRights.org, and he's got all kinds of information up there, as well as a lot of great videos that he has made over the years. In fact, he just sent me one the other day that I watched that's up there. You need to pay attention to this. Truly, this is the plan for global enslavement. And that's not fiction. I wish it was fiction. I wish my show was all about talking about fictional books and science fiction and just wonderful, crazy little ideas that have nothing to do with reality. Unfortunately, everything we talk about on this show has everything to do with reality. None of it is fiction. It is all fact. And that's just the way it is. We live at a time when these things are happening. They're very real, and you have two choices in life. And I always say this: you can stand on your feet or you'll die on your knees. There will be no in between. There really won't. I mean, people can cower in a corner and they can think, oh, well, I'll just shut up and I'll just shut up and be quiet and I'll just go along to get along. But that doesn't work. History tells us those things don't work. Look at the number of Jews who bought train tickets to Auschwitz. They paid their own way to their own destruction. And this is no different. The people who cower in a corner and who don't stand up and speak the truth, they will be buying a train ticket to their own destruction. There is no difference. This is exactly the same thing. You will be heading towards a freight train towards disaster, and that's so true, and you must understand that. What's happening here is a direct assault on your freedom and liberty, and you will all be enslaved. It's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's when that will occur. And so the only way you're going to stop this is if you educate yourself and then you stand up and educate other people. That's the only way. This is a fight that's fought with wisdom and words. This is a fight that's fought through education. No other way. You've got to educate enough people so that we have enough people standing up, that we reach critical mass, that there are enough people out there awake and recognize what United Nations Agenda 21 is and what it means for your future, the future of your children and your grandchildren, and what life will really be like if we don't succeed in stopping this assault on freedom and liberty. You will be buying your own train ticket to destruction. It's as simple as that. So I know there's a lot of courageous people out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't even realize how courageous they are. They just need somebody to give them a little nudge, that's all. Sometimes it just takes a little nudge, a word or two, to inspire people to find the backbone to stand up, to have courage. And so listen, on that note, I'm going to bring a courageous gentleman on the show. When I come back, Don Casey will be joining me in a couple of minutes, so hang in there, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home.
Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I am joined this morning by Don Casey from KeepOurRights.org. Hey Don, how are ya? Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't for a second, though. How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing well. I'm headed down to Montgomery unexpectedly this morning. Forever Wild, and I know a lot of states have Forever Wild programs or some similar program where they're setting aside property for future generations, and this is actually part of the Biodiversity Treaty and part of the Climate Change Treaty, which are two treaties of Agenda 21. And there's been a lot of controversy in the state of Alabama over this program because they're using funds that belong to the taxpayers of Alabama in order to purchase land, take it off the tax rolls, and set it aside as part of intergenerational equity. So I'm sure that many people are not aware that we have to set aside resources and reduce the consumption of resources in order to ensure that future generations have access to the same resources that we have in this generation.
No, of course they're not. They have no idea about any of this stuff, Dan.
Right, and so now that may sound wonderful to some people, but let's just move back in history and say, well, salt was something that was so valuable that it was included as part of one's salary at some point in history, and that if we applied that same rule to that generation, we would have locked up all the salt and only issued it to certain individuals that was determined to be in need of salt. And of course, history has proven that salt now is so plentiful, it's just pennies for a container of salt, whereas before it was not. So, you know, we're going to set aside gasoline and all these other resources that are supposedly determined to be finite in order for other generations to have access to the same resources that we have. This is just one big fallacy that we're following.
Well, it's one big hustle. It's an absolute scam. This is the scam of, I don't know, Don, when I think about different things throughout history, like the Spanish Inquisition, where, you know, they tortured anybody who didn't go along with the group think, and you had to think a certain way or else you were the enemy of the state, so to speak. I think about this in terms of the same way with all this groupthink stuff, that anybody who speaks out against it, like you and I, well, we're guilty of not being politically correct. So, you know, it's just this whole idea of intergenerational equity, it just absolutely makes no sense. What would create intergenerational equity would be freedom and liberty and the opportunity for prosperity. That would create intergenerational equity to maintain our constitutional and Declaration of Independence mandate that we are all born with God-given rights, unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and our property. That would create intergenerational equity, not this social justice action that
they have going on. Oh, you're absolutely right. And of course, one of the topics that was going to be, we had already discussed about what we were going to discuss today on this show was the food shed and the various aspects of a food council. And of course, this kind of popped up on a hurry, so it was on my mind. And that's what you asked me what was going on, and that was the very first thing I thought of.
Well, you know, I was actually reading something, an article you had written, and I don't know when you wrote this. It doesn't matter. I'm going to put it up on my website. This is an article you had written, Don, back in December of 2009, Sustainable Agriculture, a Relatively New Globalization Process. And maybe you can give everybody a definition of what a sustainable agriculture means, if you could, Don, please.
Well, the first thing is that we have to make all communities sustainable. So by definition, everything that is consumed within the borders of that community has to be produced within a specific area. Generally, if you look up food shed, and it's information is readily available on the internet, you will find that food sheds are those areas that are determined to grow food for a metropolitan area. So, for instance, I sent you links to several articles dealing with Pennsylvania and Philadelphia that are starting food councils and recognizing small farms all being part of the food shed. And all of the food that is consumed within Philadelphia is intended to come from those areas. And food that comes outside of your food shed will cost a premium. There'll be a hefty tariff placed on those foods that come from outside your food shed.
Well, you know, Don, this show is airing. I'm outside of Philly, but this show is airing in Colorado, and it hits a couple of the bordering states. And people need to recognize out there that this same food shed concept will be applied out there to them as well. It isn't just a Philly thing. It's not just you happen to be in Alabama. It's not just an Alabama concept. This is a food shed concept that's going to be applicable across the country.
And oh, absolutely. Just type in food shed in your local area, and I'm sure you'll have hits. For instance, Alabama already has the Alabama Sustainable Agricultural Network. They're funded in part by the federal government. Their 990 forms are on the internet and freely available to anyone that wants to look this information up. So any money that comes from the federal government is pushing this concept of sustainable development, and this is just one of them. It will cause the cost of food to go through the roof after it's fully implemented.
Well, you know, one of the definition of a sustainable community is one which provides all of its own needs for air, water, land, or food and fiber and energy resources within the confines of its own site. Now, that's kind of a marvelous, novel little thing. So you're going to get everything you need within, what is it, Donna, 100-mile radius of where you live?
Well, that's the definition of locavore. And any time you have any of these new concepts that are brought into public viewpoint, you'll have new phrases because they're creating new thoughts and new paradigms. And locavore. I'm getting confused in labeling. Locavore is one that's just dedicated to purchasing food within 100 miles of his community. And I've actually met people that really believe this is a good thing to do. They think they're supporting the local farmers. And there's many local farmers that are buying into the sustainable agriculture. And no doubt they'll go to the state capitol and lobby for organic certification. And in fact, they're committing slow suicide when they do that, because the only entity that will be able to keep up with all the best management practices will be Big Ag. And as this thing moves forward and new regulations are brought to bear against the family farm, he'll be squeezed out of the marketplace.
Yeah, see, I think a lot of people don't recognize, well, I know, we know, Don, there's, you know, millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people in this country who have no, or a couple hundred million or more than that. I don't know how many people know about this and how many people don't know about it. Probably less than 1% know about it, and the other 99.9% have no idea what all this stuff is. One of the things that I had read in one of these articles you sent me about the Durham Region Food Charter, and it was interesting in here, they talk about how they're going to calculate the food needs for an anticipated population growth and establish a baseline to work towards self-reliance and food security. And that sounds so good, Don, but what does it mean by calculate the food needs? It sounds to me like, well, you're allowed maybe one half cup of beans a day, and maybe you're going to get like a, you know, 4 tablespoons. I don't know. Would we get peanut butter, Don? I don't know. You know, after a while, when you start to think about this stuff, what food you will not be allowed to have, and they're already working on that right now, all the propaganda that goes out there. So when you think about what you'll be allowed to have, and then, of course, it'll be decided on what calories that you need a day. So what would somebody need? About maybe 1,000 calories a day. And so then they'll decide what you're allowed to eat and how much and when you can eat.
Well, of course, that'll be determined on whether or not you're obese by the definition of the local stakeholder group. If you go to the doctor's office and you have a measurement of your obesity, however they may decide to do that at some point in the future, then I'm sure they'll put you on a calorie count and make sure that you adhere to it.
And then the exercise Nazis, the little exercise brown shirts will be at your front door at about 5 a.m., maybe 4 a.m., because you're probably going to have to get up to go out and work in the fields, too. So it'll probably be before you have to rise with the sun and get up and work in the fields. And they'll be out there making you exercise because you're over what they have determined is the amount that you're allowed to weigh.
Well, the thing is that we likely won't have a large regiment of brown shirts. We'll have a self-regulating system in that the databases, when you go to the store, will be accessed as to what you've purchased and what you've eaten. And when you go to purchase anything, literally, it will measure how you relate to the environment and social factors in your community, and then either limit your ability to purchase or raise the value of it to the point where you cannot purchase it because you don't have enough credits in your local community database to fund that which you want to purchase. So in that way, we don't have to have a large number of brown shirts that go around and regulate this. It is a self-regulating system. And for those people that want to check that out, go to paragraph 40.4, and that's chapter 40 of Agenda 21, and look it up, because in 1992, they said that we want to have a self-regulating system, but currently, as of 1992, we don't have the means to do that. So now we have progressed to the point we have computers that can access different databases about how we've or what we've purchased and how we're living within the community, how many hours we give back to socially acceptable entities and nonprofits, and if we measure up to that certain point, then it's agreeable with the software to allow us to purchase something. So in that sense, it is a self-regulating software system that regulates what we can and cannot purchase, and there's no need to have anybody looking over your shoulder. It's just a matter of that invisible hand holding your shoulder, regulating what you can and cannot do.
Yeah, it's, you know, see the one of the most frightening aspects of this whole con that's being perpetrated on humanity is the fact that now they have the technology to be able to enact all this stuff. You know, 50 years ago, they didn't have that, or even, you know, 30 years ago, computer technology hadn't advanced to the point where it is today, where, you know, up in a satellite, they can, you know, be eavesdropping on your conversation, or they have a van that can go in front of your house and it can see through x-ray right into your house and listen to your phone calls and read your emails and monitor every single thing you do. Big Brother truly is watching you, isn't he, Don?
Ground penetrating radar. Alabama, because it has Huntsville, which is one of the technologically advanced parts of NASA, it was the first state to be mapped for virtual Alabama. And if you type into internet and look for virtual Alabama, you can see where they have a short video clip and they talk about using ground-penetrating radar to determine all of the aspects of your home, where the furniture is in your house. And of course, this is sold as a wonderful thing, so that as the if there's an emergency in your home and the fire truck is rolling to your house, the information can be accessed in real time about who occupies the house, what medical problems they may have, all the different information regarding the occupants of that location would be accessible to the firemen and the EMTs. Now, of course, that is a wonderful benefit that of course, has a very dark side to it. Having all this information available for a government entity that is no longer benevolent according to God's word, but benevolent according to justice of the earth and earth rights, it may be a whole different ball game for us.
Yeah, well, I can guarantee you it's a whole different ball game, Don. Based upon what we've seen heretofore, we already know what their end game is and what their agenda is, and it has absolutely nothing to do with constitutional doctrine or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. Nothing to do with that at all. Listen, everybody, I'm speaking with Don Casey. You're listening to Maggie. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be right back in about 3 minutes.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Said that they didn't.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I'm talking this morning with Don Casey, and he is one of the creators or founders of the website entitled KeepOurRights.org. And he is down in Alabama. And I guess, Don, has it been about 20 years that you've been fighting against it? Is that about right?
Yeah, started reading about NAFTA in 92, and then shortly after reading NAFTA, discovered Agenda 21, which George Bush, the 41st President of the United States, went to Rio and signed. It has a component in it that deals with local Agenda 21. If you want to do a little research, just type into any search engine LA21, which stands for Local Agenda 21, and you'll be amazed how many programs are already on the books, have been longstanding in many communities, Chattanooga, Austin, Texas, the list goes on and on of local cities in the United States that have adopted the program.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's true. There's more of them that have, I think, than haven't done at this point
right.
in this stage of the game.
Unfortunately, the politicians will just a barefaced lie to you about it. You know, oh, we're not doing that, and we don't know anything about it. And all you have to do is just read their comprehensive plan and know that the politician is lying for whatever reason. It could be that he's ignorant, but boy, if he's that ignorant, we sure don't want him in office. You need to vote him out.
Oh, I know, Don. Ain't that the truth? And we've elected so many people who are marching us towards our own enslavement through UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, and they do lie to you. They lie and deny. And I can tell you my story. I think I mentioned this to you before. I don't recall. But my friend and I, who'd been down at the county commissioner's meetings, you know, railing against UN Agenda 21, and, of course, they denied that they had signed a contract with ICLEI, which is International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, for people listening who don't know what that means. And we said, of course you do. You did, and you have done that. And then they said, no, we didn't. And then the one guy said, well, yes, we did. And then he claimed he didn't know anything about it. And then at the next meeting, he said, oh, well, we allowed the contract to lapse, which, of course, even though the contract lapses, they're still implementing all of the tenets of UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. They don't need to have a signed contract to do this deal.
Right. I was talking to a lady in Edmonton, Oklahoma, and that is one of the communities that has voted out ICLEI, the organization you were just talking about. By the way, they're changing their name to Local Governments for Sustainability. So you may see ICLEI, or you may see that new name. At any rate, it's the same organization. And they are charged in Agenda 21 with shepherding local communities to adopt the ordinances and tenets of sustainable development. And there were a number of people that came to a meeting in Edmonton to discuss. And by the way, the elected officials were not there. It was merely the planners and officials of the planning department that facilitated this particular meeting, and it's a video out there. People can go watch it. It was 2 hours of people complaining and griping about the connection between the United Nations and ICLEI. Well, as it turned out, the city heard their complaints and voided the contract with ICLEI. But that still did not change anything, because the comprehensive plan for Edmonton, Oklahoma, calls for all of the tenets of sustainable development to be implemented. So I was talking to the lady at an organizational meeting that occurred after that public hearing, and the people in Edmonton were spooling up trying to understand what was in their comprehensive plan, that it was an official document that called for all of the tenets to be implemented, and was still moving forward, even though they had had some bone thrown to them, making them think that they had some voice in what was going on. And it was really just a smokescreen to placate their complaints about the contract between ICLEI and Edmonton.
Oh, yeah, it's just a bait and switch. When they said that, oh, we allowed, with the ICLEI contract lapsed, I know it was just a bait and switch, because it's just as they are just doing that now. That's their latest strategy to appease the masses and dupe them into thinking, oh, okay, boy, we won that battle, you know. Wow, okay, it's not going to happen, when, of course, it's still being implemented. It just, you know,
right.
As I said, the contract is meaningless. It doesn't mean a thing.
Mm-hmm. So the whole,
you know,
point here is to go and read your local comprehensive plan, understand what's in it, understand transferable development rights, purchase of development rights, understand what those concepts mean to your private property rights, and begin the process of learning what is occurring and has been occurring for a number of years, so that hopefully we can have enough people educated about this so that we can turn this tide.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what, you know, what, Don, that's what I try to tell people when they say, well, what do you do? I said, well, you have, number one, you need to become educated yourself, and then you need to tell everyone you know about what's happening, because, you know, there's a lot of people who are so ignorant, Don, and they just, you know, they keep their heads in the sand because I don't want my life disrupted. I like it just the way it is. I don't want my little piece of the world to be, you know, affected at all. I just want to go blindly along doing what I'm doing because things are good, and I don't want to disrupt the apple cart. Well, they don't realize that the apple cart is already disrupted, whether they want it disrupted or not. The game has changed. And if they care at all about their children or their grandchildren, they will get up off their duff and start doing something about it and stop being self-centered and thinking, oh, well, it's not really happening. I don't want to believe it.
Right, right.
No. It's a very hard thing to get people, some people, to understand this. They look at you like you've got two heads, and they don't bother to, you know, read what you give them and do the research. They just, I don't know, they're sheep.
I know, and
all I can say.
There is progress being made, though. Several years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago, if we had a public meeting to discuss this, very seldom could we get a large group of people. Well, this past Monday, Ken Freeman, the chairman of our group, and myself went down and made a presentation in Wetumpka, Alabama. It's not a large community, mid-size, I would say, and we made two public meetings where we made presentations, and at both meetings we had around 50 to 60 people, and two of them were county commissioners. So, you know, it's a different. It's a situation where it's not unwinnable. All we have to do is just keep our nose to the grindstone and keep working at this. And like I say, a good example of that is the National Association of County Commissioners had a representative to testify before the Livable Communities hearings that was held this past June of last year. And that county commissioner was touting the 20-year history of the National Association's involvement in implementing sustainable development. And in the fall, sufficient numbers of voters found out what was going on, and they voted out all of the county commissioners, put in a new slate, and the new county commissioners now have reversed a lot of the programs that were put in place to bring about sustainable development. So there is progress. I mean, I hear people all the time say, oh, it's so big, I can't do anything about it. That's absolutely not the case.
Well, what is it they say? How to eat an elephant one bite at a time? Something like
right.
that?
Exactly. So just yeah. pick out whatever portion of that elephant you're interested in and bite as hard as you can.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly a lot of different pieces of elephant out there. This is a big elephant we're biting into, that's for sure. Where was it these county commissioners got on board with this, Don? Hang on. Answer that when we come back from break. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and my name is Maggie.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you'd like to call into this show this morning, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And listen, I need sponsors and advertisers, so if you're interested in helping me redistribute the truth and get in contact with me, there's a contact button on my website, and I will hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen. Listen, free speech isn't free. It costs money. So get in contact with me if you'd like to help me redistribute the truth. Now, I'm speaking this morning with Don Casey, and he is the co-creator, co-founder. I don't know what the best way is to describe you, Don, of KeepOurRights.org, and check out his website. Tons of great information. KeepOurRights.org, and we were talking about food and food shed and the food charter and all these sustainable agriculture. Don, I want to read something from the article that you had written, which is entitled, and actually I'll link to it on my website, Sustainable Agriculture, a Relatively New Globalization Process. And I want to read something that you put in here, Don, about social justice. What is social justice? It involves progressive taxation, income redistribution, property redistribution, equality of opportunity, and equality of outcome. More broadly speaking, social justice can be defined as the system of justice predicated on the central dispensation of rights to various groups at various times. These rights are granted in accordance with the policies and procedures thought necessary to advance the central authority's latest iteration of common good. This is in contrast to the uniquely American notion of equal rights. Equal rights require the establishment of a judicial system that protects individual rights. Equal rights supports true diversity, a respect for the independence and unalienable rights of the individual, and genuine tolerance for individuality. Equal justice puts a checkmate on mob rule. And what you had written in here was about how these food shed regulations will be governed by different environmental groups and government agencies that will control all of the means of production of the food consumed by American people. This combines a Marxist system of justice with a fascist system of economics. It is control of all means of production through abolition of private property. In the name of social justice, all food production, distribution, and consumption will be controlled by the government. Through increased taxation and regulation, American citizens will be stripped of their wealth and property, and all resources will be redistributed as government sees fit. And, Don, you know, if you don't have food, you don't live too long.
That's right. And, well, and of course, we've got to reduce the population, and the current population is using too many resources of Mother Earth. So, you know, it's just a means to bringing out a balance. If you want to look up another word or phrase, look up carrying capacity. And the carrying capacity of each community has to be matched with the resource extraction of the inhabitants of that area. Carrying capacity is already in our dictionaries. Just look it up. It's readily available on Wikipedia. Many of these words and phrases are already out there. We're just not paying any attention to them at all. And for instance, the going back to the Alabama Sustainable Agricultural Network, they're asking right now for volunteers to come forward and participate in a food council that will then write a food charter that will then lobby for those very same aspects that you just referenced in that article I wrote.
Yeah. You know what, I am glad, Don, that I believe that there are more people waking up to this. I really do. I mean, that's the whole goal of this radio show. I certainly know that's been your objective for the last 20 years that you've been fighting this, and it's been a heck of a lot longer than I've certainly been aware of this. I just stumbled upon this by chance last October, so I certainly haven't been in this fight at all. I'm a newbie to the game. But I can tell you it's the most diabolical, evil thing that has ever been dreamt up by human
Absolutely.
Beings. It is the most. Go ahead, Don.
Well, no, I was just going to back you up. It is evil. Of course, the people that purport to or want to do this don't consider it evil. They have a new paradigm, a new set of values and they consider what we believe to be actually evil. And I've talked to people that individuals that have gone out to eat feel like it's a sin and absolutely feel guilty about eating a meal that they have earned the money for and purchased while other people may be starving. You know, regardless of whether or not someone else is starving in the world, it's not evil for me to partake of that which I need to sustain my life. Unfortunately, the other people in the rest of the world have governments that do not adhere to the same system that we do, and therefore do not enjoy the same benefits of a life of liberty and freedom.
Well, you know, Don, starving yourself isn't going to help people who are starving somewhere else.
That's right.
That's not going to help them. How would that help them?
Really did feel guilty, and he felt that it was worse that I did not feel guilty about it. He was telling me that I should feel guilty about just the thought that I wasn't. It was just a sin that I should think different than what he did. And had he had his way, and these people that are in positions of power certainly have the same outlook that he does, they don't mind writing ordinances that will bring about a food shed and require me to purchase food from that food shed.
Yeah, no, they don't have any problem being dictators.
That's right.
They have no problem being dictators whatsoever.
You were reading from the Durham food policy. You need to go and read the Philadelphia food policy, because it mirrors that which is in from Durham. Now, the thing is, they can talk about how this is unique to Philadelphia or unique to Durham, but it's all the same thing. As a matter of fact, there was one line in the Philadelphia food policy that was almost exact wording of the Durham food policy.
Well, that's exactly it. There's nothing being thought up on the local level. Nobody's just dreaming this stuff up at 3 a.m. This is stuff that's coming down, and it is all being replicated. The wording is identical. It's all over the country. It's all over the world.
Right.
The same crap is being implemented all over the world. There's nobody dreaming this up in the middle of the night.
Right. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm just trying to think of more aspects of this. One thing that people can do, we were in a public meeting where we were talking about what
you can do about this. Hang on one second, Don, because we're going to go to break. So tell us this when we come back. Hang on. We'll be right back, everybody.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest website, keepourrights.org. Don, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to ask you a question. Tell me quickly what you were going to say before we went to break, and then I wanted to know what community where those county commissioners got on it and they're starting to dismantle sustainable development. Is that Carroll County, Maryland you were referencing?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It certainly is. And as I understand it, those county commissioners had gone to Virginia and testified before the Virginia legislature or somebody of the government of Virginia, because Virginia has now instituted a urban growth boundary around every community in Virginia. It's a mandated situation from the state legislature.
Hey, Don, we've got a caller real quick, and we've only got a couple minutes left in the show, so let's take a real quick call. Hey, caller, are you on the line?
Yes, my name is Craig. I'm in Fort Collins. And
hi.
Maybe you guys have covered this. I haven't gotten to listen to all your show, but one question I've always wanted to ask our city council was, where's the playbook? When do you guys get the playbook? It seems like you guys aren't any different than us. To me, I'm coming right off the street, but yet everything seems to be scripted. You know, do they actually get a playbook to run the city by every time the administration changes?
Don, you want to answer
the playbook's
that question?
Already written. If you go out and just look at Local Agenda 21, they're all duplicate programs. And there's various books and publications. One of them that I like to cite is the Local Tools and Techniques, published by the state of Minnesota. Tools and Techniques for Local Planning, I think, is the actual name of it. And there's another one, Model Ordinances for Sustainable Development, published by Minnesota. And both of those have model ordinances that can be adopted. But that is, generally speaking, talking about land use control. Then you can look at other aspects of FEMA. FEMA has a local ordinance that is the flood damage prevention ordinance. And when a community adopts it, it gives FEMA control over land use in the local community. So it's a multifaceted program that allows venues by different agencies of the federal government and outside of the federal government to take control of land use in the local area.
Thanks for calling, caller.
Thank you very much.
Listen, Don, I've got your link to your Keep Our Rights website up on mine under podcasts, and the podcast of this show will be up tonight, actually, and I will put I'm going to put this article that I had referenced in today's show, Don, right up there too in the description of today's show, and I will see. I think I've got that Tools and Techniques. I think I've got that downloaded on my website, but I will download it again. Hey, listen, Don, we've only got about maybe 45 seconds left. Thanks again so much for all you do. And thanks so much for coming on my show. I really appreciate it, Don, and everybody appreciates all your hard work all these years. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you, Maggie.
Oh, hey, Don, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, great, thanks. Hey, everybody,
all right,
Don Casey, keepourrights.org is his website. Listen, you just got to get in the fight. You got to learn as much as you can. Go to my website. There's a tab on there entitled Dark Future UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Start to find out what's going on, because it's happening everywhere, and you need to get into the fight against this. And the best way to do that is to arm yourself with information. So, hey, listen, everybody. You know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. We've got people like Don Casey in the world fighting for us. Listen, the sun will come up tomorrow. 9 a.m. tomorrow, I'll be back. Listen in.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. I suppose there is such a place, Toto. There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. behind the moon, beyond the rain. Chimney tops, that's where